The Cuomo administration has announced two developments that could delay the start of hydrofracking in New York, and it's leaving supporters and opponents with many unanswered questions. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
In the past 10 days, Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation has taken two significant steps. They're likely to push off any permits for natural gas drilling into at least the new year. First, after months of resisting the idea, DEC Commissioner Joe Martens announced that Cuomo's health department would undertake a health impact review. It would be based on data collected by his agency and needed to be completed before a much-anticipated environmental impact assessment would be finished. And now, late on a Friday, the time when politicians are most likely to release news they'd like to bury, the Department of Environmental Conservation admits it's given up on meeting a November 29th deadline to have rules in place to regulate fracking if the environmental assessment were to give the green light. Jim Smith is with the Independent Oil and Gas Association, the lobby group that represents the gas drilling companies. He says there's a rising level of frustration.
The key concern is how long those delays will be. I mean, certainly anything prolonged at this point would be very disturbing.
A spokeswoman for the DEC says since the environmental assessment is now delayed because of the new health review, the rulemaking process has also fallen behind. The department late last month reversed a position that the two bureaucratic processes were separate. It has now linked them. Spokeswoman Emily DeSantis, in a brief written response, says the restart of the rulemaking will include another round of public hearings and public comments. Smith, with the gas industry lobby, says he hopes that doesn't mean going back to square one in a fracking approval process that began back in 2008.
We would not support a back to the drawing board approach to this whole process. It's already been 4.5 years. I mean, that should be enough time.
Environmentalists are encouraged by the newest delay, but they also have a number of questions. Catherine Natta, with Environmental Advocates, says it's good news that there will be another public hearing and comment process. She thinks the tens of thousands of comments from public hearings late last year led to the decision to go ahead with a health impact review. But she says the somewhat cryptic statements from the Cuomo administration need clarification.
This is an example of public policy by press release, where Governor Cuomo, either through his administration or at the Department of Environmental Conservation, is putting out simple statements, but then not addressing the complex issues that underpin them, not answering the questions.
The environmental group is calling on the governor to commit to holding off on any fracking permits until all of the data is in. Governor Cuomo has continuously said that his environmental agency is gathering all the science and the facts. The administration earlier in the year seemed more in a hurry to complete the environmental assessment and rulemaking, but in recent weeks the governor has said there's no timetable.
It's done when it's done.
In the meantime, Smith, with the gas drilling lobby, says many companies are abandoning plans to drill in New York. He says there's just too much uncertainty here and that other states offer a more stable regulatory climate that he says helps the companies to make business decisions.
These are, in some cases, very large investments these companies are making. Without the regulatory certainty, they can't guarantee success.
A leaseholders group that is eager for drilling to begin calls the two recent developments serial delay tactics. They accuse the governor of turning his back on struggling landowners. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.